8% of residents don't get help with health care costs. Those expenses have been doubling every 8 years, and the past president of the State Medical Society says the system is spiraling out of control. The State Medical Society has a reform plan for health care. It's one of five presented at a recent panel discussion. The various reform proposals all require state money, and it, like political will, says Dr. Paul Wirch, is in short supply. He just hopes current health plans for the poor aren't cut.
I'm afraid that there might be some will to try to cut medical assistance, and whatever we do, we don't want to hurt what we have right now. I mean, that we do pretty well in our state, and we have to at least protect what's going well.
In fact, one of the plans expands Badger Care so more poor people are insured. That plan is the work of the public interest group, ABC for Health. But Wirch says this or any other statewide plan is only a piecemeal solution to a widespread national problem.
For one state to do this without the other states doing it, what we might do is attract a lot of people coming to our state who have significant health care needs, which could kill any system. I think we're going to have more of a whole U.S. government involved before we really make a lot of progress.
Others say Wisconsin can't wait for the federal government to act on health care cost and availability. Reformers say Wisconsin could become a model for other states and attract much-needed business if it manages to control employee health care costs. Several of the proposed plans call for state oversight of health care benefits. One, presented by the AFL-CIO, would operate like worker compensation, where employers would pay into a fund. Another, by Democratic Representative Mark Miller, creates a universal health plan, which would be administered by a new agency called the Department of Health Planning and Finance. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.